technical staff has troubles of its own. Cameras are complicated and temperamental as cats. Each run needs to be nursed into line, checked for faults, and cleared for use on air. The number to call depends on volunteers to take calls from the audience and transmit them to the floor of the studio. The volunteers, understandably, are a little jittery. Ian Anderson outlines the routine and does a little gentle soothing. When the number to call hits the air, there'll be no more time for explanation. That has to be done now, and done well. In the control room, the electronics slowly are coming together. And on the floor, preparations are completed and hitches are unhitched on the double.
Stand by VTR 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 50 seconds to the floor
now. Live programming is an art, and an art of mind-bending complexity. The number to call must be spontaneous, but at the same time controlled. Against all logic and odds, it works. Almost always.
Okay, we're back to two shots. The doctor and...
Only a small proportion of Global's programming is live, and just enough to create an ulcer or two. Alan Spraggett's Extra Special People is recorded on videotape, not one at a time, but in batches of half a dozen. That's efficient, but it creates problems of its own. Taping six ESPs makes for a brutally long day, for Alan, for the production staff, and for the crew. It's maddening, but it's worth it. ESP is one of Global's most successful Canadian programs.
On this show, we meet extra special people to explore that shadowy world that lies on the borders between science and superstition, the known and the unknown. Today, my guest is the world's foremost scientific authority on unidentified flying objects, UFOs.
Next to Special People is an exotic mix of fact and speculation. Some very odd things have happened in this studio during the recording of this program, and those odd things are played back every week on the air. This is the inventory, the film library, with some hundreds of thousands of feet of programming, labeled, stacked, and waiting for airtime. In a sense, it's a bank of realities, millions of small, distinct images gathered from around the world, shaped, arranged, and available to the eye. Videotape programming, cataloged and filed. A raw reel of tape costs $200. The cost of the program printed on it, in time and thought, is beyond estimate. Producer Milad Bessado and researcher Beverly Bowen are shaping an afternoon segment of a Global talk show. A program based on the art of conversation calls for careful pacing and constant variety. And this talk show will be live. If an interview goes badly, it goes badly in public. If it goes well, the program crackles with interest.
Set
Curly, I think. Sound by music and effects.
Pad, Board
Studio,
3, 2.
Here we go. Good afternoon. This is that talk show for Tuesday. A live lineup today involving a stretch from politics to entertainment, unless you consider they're basically the same thing.
There's a lot of technical expertise involved in making a program look effortless. That's the tone a good talk show tries for. Casual, informed, and informal. The trick is to relax the guests and the audience just enough to get at something unexpected. It's a bit like walking a tightrope in a high wind. You have to be careful, and you have to make it look easy. And when you consider that there are two large and cumbersome television cameras sharing that tightrope, a good talk show is a fairly complicated proposition. Global's Kathy Williamson has been a professional interviewer for 3 years. She's also the hostess of Global's The Number to Call.
Going to closing credits in about 5 seconds. Standby camera 3 on credits.
two, one, up, and roll credits.
A footnote. This credit machine is the brainchild of Global's Bill Elliott, a director. He put it together in his basement, and he does everything but whistle. Now, the commercials bring it in, and Global produces many of its own. John Harris of the promotion department directs the production of a commercial for one of the network's clients. It's painstaking work, and it's complicated. Signals from three or four electronic sources must be mixed with music precisely according to the script. The production of a 30-second commercial calls for hours of preparation and more hours in the studio. And, at the end, a small personal touch.
The tax offices are open from 9 to 9 weekdays and 9 to 5 on Saturday.
Black.
The news department makes its own daily demands on the technical crew.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One of Canada's...
News gathering happens outside Global Center, but the production of the news happens inside. Interviews and commentaries are packaged in advance for use during the live newscast. The consumer editor of Global News, Lynn Gordon, records 5 minutes of healthy skepticism.
Kinds of accounts and combinations that suit your particular banking needs. Remember, you are the consumer and you are buying. Today's keyword is question. This is Lynn Gordon, consumer affairs editor, Global News.
Report a story, but also to comment on it, if that's appropriate, actually, it is.
That, too, is reality.
When Mintz film arrives at Global Center, it heads straight into the processor, a Dr. Frankenstein wonder that can transfer raw magazines of exposed film to fully developed positive prints at crash speed. Any snag in this highly complex procedure will ruin a story. Film processors don't like to think about that much. From the lab, the film is run to the editing rooms. News editors work against a crushing deadline, ordering and synchronizing images and stills. A news film must make its point quickly and concisely. It must represent the news story at its center without distortion. It must look good, and it must look good fast. If an editor misses his deadline, his work and the work of the rest of the news team goes for nothing. In the newsroom itself, the wire machines are still transmitting stories from the province, the country, and the world. If a top story breaks, the wire services will have it first, and the news program will be torn apart to make room for it. There will be a little bad language in the newsroom, but it will be done. Global sports editor Mike Anscombe locks up his report just before airtime. Videotape rooms, the machines have been aligned and the electronic stories transferred. In Telecine, the editors have finally delivered the reel of the night's film stories, wound into a sequence with the sound and the images synchronized. In the last minutes of the day, the news is ready.
BKS 3 and 4, standing by for news.
Standing by on chain 1.
Thank you.